And welcome back to Hannity's America. We continue now with Imam Abdul Ali Musa. Hey, what do you think Ahmadinejad, he denies the Holocaust? Did the Holocaust occur?
That was not a denial. You keep misrepresenting what he said.
Did the Holocaust occur?
The conference, they do like this. They discuss the numbers.
Did the Holocaust occur?
Well, if you talk about which Holocaust, the one that killed six million Jews in Nazi Germany. What about the Spanish killing 35 million Indians? What about the U.S.
You like Jews? You don't like Jews, do you?
Jews are nice people. What do you have?
But you don't mind sending people with bombs to Israel and blowing up children?
Look, they got people right here in New York, Natura Carte and others who are Jews. I spoke with a Jewish rabbi a few weeks ago on the same platform. And so it don't have nothing to do with being against Jews. It has to do against Zionism.
Do you like Hezbollah?
You said
in this tape right here, you said the Zionists, when people hit them in jihad, when they are hit, they're dead. But when people, for example, as part of martyrdom, they go to paradise. So you believe if Jews die, they're dead and they go to hell,
okay.
You said.
No, just a minute.
That's what you said.
Okay.
I have the quote. I have the tape.
Well, I can only answer part of that at one time. First of all, you asked me if I liked Hezbollah. Hezbollah is a great movement and a great organization.
Great terrorist movement.
But it's not you call it a terrorist movement. That's your words. That's your State Department.
Terrorist attacks.
The people around Hezbollah are attacking who? Israelis?
The Israelis, that's right.
They're attacking them on school buses, pizza parlors. Wait just a minute. You're talking different. Hezbollah attacks Zionists in Lebanon. Hezbollah do not send people across the border and other places. Hezbollah attack, if you're talking about Palestinians, that's different. Now, there's a difference between Palestinians and Hezbollah.
I have a list here, six pages, going back to 1982, with Hezbollah's attack on innocent men, women, and children, and killing innocent men, women, and children. I have the same. Do you like Hamas? Hamas
just means enthusiasm. Hamas is a terror organization, and they take credit for terror. Look,
would
Hamas,
you like to look at their history?
95%. I know Hamas. They are nice people, very nice people.
Hamas, the terror organization.
It's not a terror. It's what you say. You think you can impose, you're going to kill everybody, and if anybody crawl out and get away and stand up
for himself, you call him a terrorist. Hezbollah's manifesto. Hezbollah, in their manifesto, says the group struggle will continue until Israel is destroyed. That's the great group of people you're praising.
But you're talking about Israelis that come from where? Where do they come
Hezbollah
from?
Hezbollah.
Where are these people? Where do the people in Israel come from? Well, do they come from Palestine?
I'm talking about.
Do they come from Poland? They come from Russia?
So you support.
Why are they there?
You support the destruction of Israel.
Why are they there?
Do you support Israel's destruction?
Well, here's what would be good.
Do you support Israel's destruction?
Here's what would be good. Here's what would be good. It would be good if the people allowed the people to come back to their own ancestral land.
So kick the Jews out of Israel.
The UN in 1947 made the worst mistake they ever did.
The UN partition plan, 48.
That gave them, 47 or 48, that gave them the Jews that had some problems in Europe. Their problems was in Europe. Ahmadinejad didn't say there was no Holocaust. They had a conference to discuss the Holocaust.
Let me ask you a question. That's what it was about. Do you support Ahmadinejad? Do you think he's a good man?
I think he's a person. Here's what Ahmadinejad do. Ahmadinejad says, we had a revolution. We fought for 8 years against Saddam Hussein. We survived a war with everybody on one side. The Russians gave Iraq help. The U.S. gave it help. The Jordanians, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, everybody in the world was on one side. Listen to this. One side, the side of Saddam Hussein, and Iran survived. This is the greatest epic in modern history. Nobody has ever been able to survive.
And when you understand that, you'll understand martyrdom. I want to go back.
And so I support their survival.
Let me get this last question in.
And he's standing up. That's what he's doing.
If you're not
he is standing
Imam,
up. He's
if you are not
up.
On the terror watch list,
I am on the terror watch list.
You belong on
every
the terror
time
watch.
I go to Arrowwood, hey man,
you belong on
you
that
belong
list.
On the insane list of people that support George Bush. If you support a dummy, then you a dummy too.
Oh, okay.
That's right. That's I'm trying insane. To tell you, you're a nice guy. You told me I ought to be on the terrorist watch list.
I think you
so
should.
So you can't come in here and
you're
high
side on
me.
You're the one that compares America to Nazis.
Hey,
you call America KKK Nazi.
You said
KKK
George Bush
Nazi.
Was a good man.
You say you said the United States is next in terms of destruction. You say we're going to burn America down, and you call me crazy.
You said George strapping. Bush. You said George Bush was a good
you
man.
You said you want to burn America down.
Did you say
down.
That? Did you say that?
George Bush
you
is a good man.
Good man.
That's right. I
the world
that.
Considers him insane.
And I consider you insane.
That's all right.
You want to burn
that's
America
right.
down, not me. You said, we're going to burn America down.
I said that's
you
what was said,
said
in
America
the
60s. Is next.
I'll tell you what. I'll
you
tell
said,
you,
America
tell you
is what, a Nazi nation.
Let me
you
tell you what I
that.
Said. Let me tell you what I said. And I said in Kutbah. It's all on record. I tell everybody almost every Friday, it would be insane for Muslims or anyone else to do anything to America. Leave it alone. We yeah. say, let George Bush go. He's dragging America. He has dug America.
Why do
down
you stay
quicker.
Here? If you hate America and you want America
because
destroyed
you
and you want America
over
burned
here
down.
In chains,
I didn't drag
burned
you over here.
And lynched my parents and grandparents and got me over here speaking nothing but English.
But if you hate this country,
become,
why are you staying?
It's not that
you don't have to stay.
Who could hate a beautiful
you hate
place like America?
And why are you talking about burning
I
it down?
I do not like. If you repeat that again, I'm going to call the police on you.
Okay.
If you say I said I'm
going
to burn America down.
You said we're
going to
burn America down.
Down.
I said
one
it again.
More time. Okay,
if you say we're going to burn America down.
I'm going to turn snitch and call the police.
Listen,
I'm
you're on the terror watch list, not me.
I know I am, probably because you helped get me on there.
And coming up tonight, questions still surrounding the death of Anna Nicole.